yesterday we were discussing what can I use the mice money for. Can I use it for different mitzvahs? So one thing we said was a mitzvah that's a chayva, matan savyonim, shlechmanis. Different mitzvahs where I have a chiv to do that seems to be accepted by the pesukim that I cannot use mice money for. It's interesting, Mois Chitim, what's we're talking about, Mois Chitim, in the earlier pesukim seems like one is not allowed to use for mice money. But then, B'Shem Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could use for Maisa money because it used to be that Maisa Chitim was like a tax on, a head tax. They would figure out in every city how much is needed for the Aniyim. Then they would have every person a certain amount towards the goal. But nowadays it's just give what you got, so it became a Din Staka. Okay, that's Maisa Chitim. We also mentioned that even other mitzvahs where I have a Chiv, let's say Lulav Shofar is brought down, Lulav Shofar, different mitzvahs where I theoretically could borrow a lulav from someone else. I mean, kind of mitzvah with someone else's lulav. That also, one should not spend the money for Maisa money. However, the shlish of hiddur, right, means there's the cost of buying a lulav, and then there's a din hiddur to spend up to a shlish more. So that hiddur mitzvah, can I use Maisa money or not? So in the Tshuva's Meshiv Dava from the Nitziv and the Ram Shik and others, they seem to say that one is not allowed to use Maisa money for the Hiddur Mitzvah. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shleima, it's brought down over there, it's that he held that if, let's say, I set aside a certain amount of money, that this is the amount that I'm spending on the lulav, I'm not willing to spend more, then I find the lulav which is more mohudah, so that more I could use from Maisa money. What seems to be accepted in the Chofetz Chaim, Kemat says it, and Moshe writes it, that someone who's makan a choymish, instead of giving a tenth, they give a fifth. So from that choymish, from that extra fifth that he's giving, that one could use for hiddur mitzvah. That you could use for hiddur mitzvah. Okay, then we have tuition, paying or bashit, or just feeding your children. So on that, it seems the Chofetz Chaim brings from Dali Rabbah, Shulchan Aruch Rav and others, that since you have a chiv to support your children until the age of six, at least until the age of six, therefore one cannot use Maisa money to support your own children and also to pay for their tuition. Now, if let's say there's two chadarim in the city and one of them is more expensive than the other one, but the other one's giving a better chinuch, so you want to send the child to the school that's giving what's a higher level of chinuch, but bedzim it would fit, you'll be able to send to the school A, just you want to send to school B, or let's say they have a price that they charge all the parents in order to send your child, and those that can afford it, they ask for more. So that extra in both of these cases could be used for myself. Now, Rav Moshe goes ahead with a chiddush over here. Rav Moshe in Yerdei Chedigal Simkov Mem Gimel, over there he says that lemaisa, since one has a chiv to support the children, as long as the mother's there with the children, he has a chiv to support the children. And according to the law, he has a chiv to send them to school, even past the age of six. Therefore, he cannot use maisa money even when they're older than that age. There are other places in the Sheva Levi and others that do argue with this with Maisha. Similarly, Rav Maisha also writes that girls, even though there's no chiv of limud of to teach Torah to the girls, but since the law is that you need to send your daughters to school, and if you're not going to send them to a Beis Yaakov, you're forced to send them to a public school, and that you're definitely not allowed to do because you're destroying their Yiddishkeit. So now it becomes a chiv on me to send them to a Beis Yaakov. The Rav Moshe says you cannot use Maisa money for that. Again, other Paiskim seem to disagree with this. Therefore, in a case where someone cannot afford the tuition, or someone, or it's hard for him to pay the right price, so then there'll be more leniency to use Maisa money. Because again, the Chofetz Chaim, others are mashma that. That there would be makim to make on that. There's a question of buying a raffle ticket. Right? You have a Chinese auction, or you have stockers raffling off a prize of tickets there to stroll or whatever it may be. So I'm giving the money to a stocker. So here there's different opinions in the price scheme if you can use Maisa money to buy these tickets or not. And if you do use Maisa money, what is the din at the end if you win? Where's this prize? Who's this prize belong to? You or to the Maiser? Could you then just give the money that it costed the ticket to? The Malach that seems to be clear to me is Rav Moshe Feinstein. That Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that every ticket has a value for itself. I mean, there's a certain value of being one out of, let's say it's one out of 1,000 to win this prize, which is worth $100. So whatever that value is, let's say this is okay. Sometimes it's difficult to figure out because they're not selling. If they're selling only 100 tickets, so you know you're 1/100th of a chance to win. If they're just selling as many tickets as they can sell. So then again, but there's some value to that. That value you pay from your money. The rest could be given from Stucker. Then if you win, it's your prize 100%. It is difficult to figure out exactly what that value is. So, you know, sometimes you could split it 50-50 or 1/3 from your money, 2/3 from Stucker, and from Meiser, and then, you know, you bought the ticket on your own and the rest, the extra. Same thing going to a dinner. So to buy ads in the journal that you're allowed to buy from Meiser money, even though you're getting something, there's an advertisement or whatever you're putting in there. But that goes back to what we were discussing. Yeah. That goes back to like what we were discussing yesterday, Aliyah, COVID, and those types of cases. That if you had in mind before you signed up for it, that you're going to be using Maisa money for it, then it's fine. If you didn't have in mind beforehand, so then you get stuck. Oh, it reminds me also, we didn't discuss okay. And then the dinner itself, it would make sense to find out how much the dinner itself is worth, which sometimes if you call the offices of the stocker, they'll tell you how much it's costing them each plate. And then the addition you can get from stocker.
How much does it mean the ad?
What?
You have $400 ad, you get free dinner.
Right.
You have the cheshbon.
No, so then they give me a free dinner. Unless that's not what their cheshbon is, so then you're right. So you have to take off whatever that $23, $25. I know Teres Mesha, others, if you call the heard about other places, if you call them, they'll tell you how much the dinner costs, so that you know what the rest you could get from Maisa. A private tutor. I forgot to mention a private tutor. Private tutor. So that could depend on why the child needs this private tutor. Is it for extra learning? You want him to learn more Mishnayos, more Gemara, something like that. So then that you could get from Maisa money. Especially if the tutor is a ani or a tam chacham, so then you could give him Maisa money. It would be best to have in mind to be masna beforehand to yourself, at least that you're giving it to him from Maisa money. But if it's in order for him to push to just get through school, so then that could be that's part of tuition. And then already, it will depend on the discussion we said before, whether you can use Maisa money or not. You got a question?
I was saying certain dinners are sponsored. I guess it's
so,
it's a good dinner.
So then, but what does that mean, right? Are they going to let you in the door if you don't give anything? No, it's because the sponsors, when you come there, they're going
to
say...
No, so the actual
you're right.
Plate doesn't cost
you. Right, right, but you're gaining, you're gaining a meal. Right, no, so then you're gaining, a dinner out, a night out.
It's a difference, then it should also make a difference. I'm sure they're going to give, even if it's not a sponsor, the caterer will give you for a discount, but that's a yeshiva.
So that's what you're calling out to find. So that's what you find. Yeah, how you should call it.
But what did you gain? The bar is what you gained,
right?
Oh, that's insane. Okay, but you gained a here. Okay, so again, it's a little difficult to figure out exactly how much you have to be mishayer the cost of the play. It's usually around. Anyways, you're not interested. Okay, a lot of people will tell you, if I'm going out, I'm not going out to the dinner. So it's just vital. It's true. I hear. It's hard a little.
See, because of my sister, you said earlier, it's like
right.
Arbitrary. It's not
that's it. That's it. That definitely gives us
Trump
a little more.
Right.
Right. A shul. Buying seats in the shul. So in most cases, we're mandated to use ma'aser money for the reason because what? Shulchan Aruch? The binyan of basically
right.
The Shulchan Aruch talks about because that could be every person in Cleveland. It depends on the city if there are already shuls, if this is the shul and all that. Or that gets ready.
Yeah.
But the paying the membership, to the shul. So in most cases it's mutter because snapshot that if you don't buy a seat, they're throwing you out of the shul. You may not be able to sit in one of the benches closer up to the front, that you'll have to sit in the back. But you'll be able to dive in the shul. It's just that is the easy way for them to raise money to pay for the electricity and the water, whatever it costs them. So once a year they say, sign up for membership, buy a seat. This is just their way of raising money to pay the bills of the shul. So therefore, that would be mutter. But true, binyan beis haknesses or yeshiva, the Achareinim also talk about different cases to renovating and fixing and then things like that.
What else
yeah.
You rent the hall. You won't pay it. You rent the hall.
What? So you're helping the shul rent the hall. So that's the cost of the shul. You're just giving stuff to the shul. Not that you can't have it.
No one's gonna pay it.
They won't rent it. Because why would the shul can't afford it? Not because the shul is trying to charge you. Not that you're buying a seat and you own the seat. The argument I said the dinei chazak is this is just their way of being able to get money to pay the bills. Okay. So I think we covered most cases between yesterday and today of what. There's just one more discussion about ma'aser, which is the question of. That goes back to where we start off with the Gemara that says that you can test Hashem on Meisters. So what is Otsdaka? Questions that Gemara is talking about that you can test Hashem, what was it referring to? So there are different the Ramah seems to say, Ramah says V'hime Asheres V'asal Anasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim B'dav Hazeh Shlem Chanunin HaBezais. That's not by old stocker. It's only by stock by meister that's mutal nasis akash bachu. Avloy b'shach stock. The shach says what does it mean? Kiim b'dav hazeh shevade yovei k'mashamu chazal asa to asa b'shvosh tzasasha. I'll be the gemara times that we mentioned. But he's learning that it's going on meister k'safim, and it means not only you're not going to lose. But you're also going to gain. You're going to be Misashe. And the Pesach Tshuva and others bring different other Achareim that learn what's going on. Old Stocker, they argue with Ramah. The question at the end of the day is that Hare, we find that there are many people that gave Maisel, gave Chaymishes, and Kedinam, and they went bankrupt and they lost their businesses. So how do you deal with that? So there are really many truths into this. I think each teretz you'll have a perchan because you'll ping lachnos someone that did it right and gave it to the right people and all that stuff. So the teretz that I guess is the hardest to accept, but I think it's is Rishlam Zalman writes that we're living in a dar of such hester panim. That even the haftachis that we have from Chazal and all that are also behester. So he says, and therefore he says that's why you'll find that there are certain things that Chazal and maftiach you won't get. So it's very hard to accept this, but it answers up all the questions.
You get it or you don't get it?
He's saying you don't get it. Not always you're going to get it. You will find people that with Mekayim, let's say the haftacha of.
That's what means it's dear, you just don't see it. Right?
What? The Hezbollah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden from us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so hidden from us in this generation that even those things that he would have a direct connection with us and just pour it into us, he's pulled back. He pulled back on that also. So it's a Shvera Teretz, but the Teretz, the other ones answer
that,
that you get.
You don't know why you're getting it. You're getting it.
I'm not. The guy went bankrupt. He's what do you call it now?
Chapter
of his prison. Yeah, and so, the you gave it to the wrong aniyim, you didn't give it to people that really aniyim, or you didn't give it with the right das, or this and that, all different things.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Right.
What?
I'd rather just go with the Ramah.
That what? That's only by.
Yeah, Pashas only gets their eyes, and all people don't treat it as their eyes.
Right, that also.
We treat it as their eyes.
Ramah Lashitas, it could be right. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow, Thursday and Friday with other just random dinim of staka, like dinik dima. We'll go through a different dinim of staka. Then we'll have to pick the topic for next week.
But
you want the questions?
We'll have the whole tuition thing. Hire up. And Shell's nicer, right?
Right.
What, do you have it on iPhone?
That's a
thing. What? You have it on iPhone?
Yeah.
Why?
I think so.
Won't work for you?
It's hard to do. I think so.
Oh,
I think someone said it.